Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WKMZ-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now your host, author, pastor, and teacher, Doug Joseph.
Hello and welcome. Today we want to bring you the conclusion of a two-part series from a message I delivered in the sanctuary of Christian Apostolic Church titled Overcomers. But first, we want to bring you some great music from our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. The name of this track is In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died,
from his hand.
till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Children need their parents so much, but I'm being honest when I say that in my adult years since his passing, I've needed my dad way more than I needed him when I was a child, and he wasn't there. I say that to say that I learned at an early age that no matter how strong I get, no matter how capable I get, no matter how educated I get, no matter how much IQ I may possess, I'll never get to the place that I'm beyond needing God's help. And so it is that my heart's cry is that of that wonderful song that Brother Adam Benedum sings. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And when God sent Moses as an anointed one, as a minor Messiah character, to lead the people out of bondage, the Lord, in his anger at the detestable idolatry and wickedness of the people he was trying to save, the Lord basically said, okay, Moses, I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to get y'all out of here, but I'm not going with you. If I go with you, I'm going to burn those people up in my judgment over their detestable idolatry, their spiritual adultery, their wickedness. And Moses pleaded with God. He said, Lord, if you don't go with us, I don't want to go. And so I come to you tonight to tell you, it's okay to need help. It's okay. Part of the Lord's heart wants you to become capable and competent and able to do on your own. But part of him says, I know there will be come times in your life when you're not going to be able to come over unless I help you over. And we never get too strong. We never get too mature. We never get too old that we get beyond needing God's help. And so when I tell you that we need to be overcomers and that we're going to be overcomers, I'm preaching to you about the fact that you need to work at it. You need to put effort into it. You need to be dedicated. You need to be committed. But I'm also telling you, you need God's help and you need to stay close and stay in his hand. And so I bring you tonight, I don't bring you any wild new revelations or any kind of fantastic new ideas. I just want to bring you some scriptures and stir up your pure mind by remembrance. Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're not just going to overcome. We are more than overcomers. He's going to help us so much. We're going to come through this thing with a high hand, praising God. Praise God. James wrote in his epistle, chapter 1 and verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And the Lord already knows where my heart is on this. As much as I long for the day when he puts that crown on my head, it's going to be there only long enough for me to yank it back off and throw it at his feet. But he's got a crown for those that will stay in the race and will stay in his hand and will overcome. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Y'all ever seen the little kid trying to stand up to the bully and they get an argument about whose dad can beat up who? Well, our dad is the Lord God Almighty that made heaven and earth. And there is no demon that stands a chance against him or against his children. Amen.
1 John chapter 5, two verses there, verse 4 and verse 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:21, and this whole passage in Revelation 2 and 3, I'm going to hit it harder in a moment, but Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. John chapter 8 and verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And notice this last part. People try to leave this part off. And they loved not their lives unto the death. See, if you strive serving the Lord, and if someone martyrs you because of your faith, then you just became the ultimate overcomer. Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Ephesians chapter 2 and also Ephesians chapter 6. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8, this is not by my strength that I earn my salvation. No, God wants me to use my strength. He wants my strength involved, but it's not my strength that accomplishes it. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Not long ago, and I don't know, maybe it has been long ago now, time gets away from me, but we did kind of a survey of the book of Revelation, and I want to revisit it tonight. It's not a super long reading, but I'd like to read through for you the seven churches that the Lord addressed by letter, by the hand of John the Revealer, or as he is often called, John the Revelator. Revelation chapter 2, and here notice that God, in referring to the pastor of the church, called the pastor the angel. And this harkens back to that technical dictionary definition that angel means a messenger. And unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy work, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Verse 8, to the persecuted church, he says this, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And then in verse 12, to the compromising church, he writes this, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And to the corrupt church, verse 18, he writes this, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In Revelation chapter 3, to the dead church, he sends this written message. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And then chapter 3, verse 7, to the faithful church, he writes this, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In verse 14, to the lukewarm church, he sends this message, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I'd like to take your attention to Psalm 119 and the 105th verse. This is a section focused on the Hebrew letter Nun, which corresponds with our letter N. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'm going to tell you that a whole lot of being an overcomer is in letting the Lord guide you in which way to turn, letting the Lord guide you in the right path. And God's word You know, there's some people, they're losing out because they just don't care what the Bible says. I thank God I'm part of a truth-preaching church that preaches the Bible and holds true to the Bible. Amen. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm preaching to you tonight, this church is a blood-bought church. This church is a Holy Ghost-filled church. This church is a Bible-believing church. And this church is one that hell itself cannot prevail against. Praise God. Praise God. I want to take your attention back to one of the most crucial things. And my entire Bible lesson this morning in the adult class was focused on this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in one of the letters to one of the churches, he adjured the church, realize from whence you have fallen, because you're doing a lot of good things, but you've left your first love. And there's something powerful about a church that's standing on the truth and operating in love. The apostle wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, about the greatest gift. It's greater than, I appreciate all the spiritual gifts. I appreciate the tongues of interpretation. I appreciate the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. I appreciate the word of prophecy, all of those gifts. But the greatest gift is love. He writes this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. I want to encourage you. It's just the touch of God that has ordained us to focus so much on the topic of love, both in our morning service and our evening service. And the power of God that has moved here tonight has moved because of love that we have for one another and ministering to each other in prayer. I'm so thankful for the love and the unity we have in our church. I want to encourage you folks, never let the devil steal that away from you. Let's never let the devil take that away from us. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WKMZ-FM.